Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When Kim Jong-un says, threatens the United States with a nuclear attack, you take that seriously?
Well, I think we should. And I think we need to make sure that we look at all our vulnerabilities.
What is your greatest fear right now with Kim Jong-un?
A miscalculation and a impulsive decision that causes a kinetic provocation. There's 14,000 tubes of artillery just across this line beyond that far mountain range over there. They have a lot of underground facilities over there. They move this artillery around quite a bit. And we learned some lessons coming out of World War II to not be unready.
Are you saying you'd respond with an overwhelming force?
I'm saying that we will defend ourselves.
There's ABC's Martha Raddatz talking to General James Thurman, who says his troops are on the border of North Korea. They're ready for Kim Jong-un if he tries to carry out any of his threats or any funny business. North Korea is number one on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week, as you might imagine. So welcome in. Let's take an hour to review some of these things that are hot on the minds of people and talk show hosts around the country. That's what the Talk Radio Review does. Week of the 1st of April to the 5th of April. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. And at number 10, the passing of Roger Ebert. Number 9 is Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial. And number 8, whether or not Hillary Clinton will run in 2016. Number 7, immigration reform. The sequester is number 6. The Rutgers coach controversy is number 5. Obamacare, number 4. The Tonight Show moving and with a new host next year, number 3. Gun legislation, number 2. No surprise there. And North Korea is number 1. CBS's Bob Orr here talking to national security analyst Juan Zarata about where things stand with North Korea after yet another week of threats, saber-rattling, a lot of noise coming from that area of the world.
We talked about Korea before, and Korea is still front and center here. Where are we now?
Well, it's going to continue to fester, unfortunately, Bob, and the rhetoric has continued from the North Koreans. You've seen the South Koreans begin to signal not only displeasure, but start to talk about acquiring nuclear capabilities on their own, a little bit of trial balloon and a sense of a warning that they're willing to proceed toward nuclear power in opposition to the North. Not nuclear weapons, they've said, but nuclear power. But this is all still escalating in a way that has the potential to really slip and to have one moment or one action, a provocation, serve as a flashpoint for a broader war conflict. I think there's a lot of strategists and analysts out there who are trying to project whether or not the North can actually come back from their rhetoric, whether or not they're going to actually have to be forced into some provocation because they have so much threatened it, and what the South would do, because the South has promised retaliation this time for any provocation, certainly any provocation that leads to loss of life as we've seen in the past. And so we are still in a precarious moment with Korea. You still have the potential of miscalculation and for one event to launch us into a war, I think.
What do we know? What kind of access, if any, do we have to the new North Korean leader? I mean, we don't seem to really understand how he thinks. So what do we know about him?
Not much. That's the problem. We don't have much direct contact. We don't have any direct contact. We don't have a diplomatic presence in Pyongyang. What we know from, in a sense, his past and, you know, information that comes from his current rule. But he's a new leader. He's a new leader as part of a third-generation dynasty. And people just don't know how he's making decisions or how he's reacting. And I think importantly, Bob, it's not clear either, though there are specialists out there who opine, but I think that it's not clear who's whispering in his ear, who actually, among the military, among the elder statesmen, those of his father's generation are actually perhaps whispering in his ear and guiding him. The bottom line for him, though, is he needs to consolidate power. He needs to demonstrate strength. And that puts him in a position where he has to take actions that demonstrate that he's not going to bow to international pressure. And that's where we get into some real trouble.
Pretty hard to just walk away once you've made all these threats and you move missiles to launch sites and that kind of thing.
That's absolutely right. And two things to keep in mind, Bob. North Korea has a history not only of this brinksmanship and not only of taking provocative actions, the sinking of the South Korean vessel, the shelling of South Korean islands, but they are willing to be somewhat patient with the steps they take. So we may not see something tomorrow, but the challenge is this is going to fester, and they could steps next week, next month, in 6 months. And so that's a danger.
Coming up, more on North Korea when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Mom, I had the best girl's dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy?
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
That's what I'm talking about!
All over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. You can too.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
Just shop through fuelrewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at fuelrewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see fuelrewards.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back into our talk radio review. Doug Steffen here counting down. It's the top 10 radio topics in News Talk Radio of the week. And North Korea is number one. Here are our hosts, John Gambling and Richard Engel, actually talking. He's an NBC reporter about the military moving a missile defense system. I'm talking about our guys bringing this to Guam, and just in case this nut kid does try to make good on his threats.
It seems that the Secretary of Defense has at least acknowledged this, the potentials here by moving in a missile battery to surround Guam. What do you make of it? What do you know?
Well, I think it's a precaution and one that makes sense, especially when you see what North Korea has done. Now, there was a bit of a chicken and egg situation. Is North Korea reacting because we sent a missile defense system to Guam, or is it the other way around? But what happened today is, according to South Korea, Pyongyang has moved a medium-range missile to its east coast, pointing in the direction of Guam, Japan, and potentially South Korea. So there is an escalation, and now the U.S. has moved into not far from the Korean coast, a missile defense system, and perhaps responding to that, or the other way around, depending how you want to see it, North Korea has sent a missile to the coast, pointing at the missile defense system.
You know, Richard, you know as well as anyone the capabilities of our intelligence system, and with our spy satellites, I mean, they are beyond incomprehensible in the detail and what they can do.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, spy satellites, once they're moving missiles, we have great intelligence. We can tell with an enormous degree of accuracy what kind of missiles they are,
right,
when they're being moved, when they're being loaded. We don't have very good intelligence about the thinking inside Pyongyang within the leadership. we have real intelligence problems about North Korea because they are very good at operational security, because they're kind of a paranoid regime, and they are incredibly brutal to anyone who potentially reveals state secrets, imprisoning not just you, but your family, your family's friends. They have gulags and like to use them. So we don't have great human intelligence about the thinking in Pyongyang, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I was referring to the missile movement, as you pointed out. Have you seen?
Yeah, we're very good at.
Yeah, we're real good at that. I mean, we can pull the license plate off a car, you know, from 20,000 miles up in the sky. It's really amazing stuff. Have you had any reports at your location in Seoul today on any changes that the Chinese have made?
The Chinese are criticizing North Korea for all of this escalation. But the Chinese are a bit torn on this matter. The Chinese don't like that the United States is moving in more troops to the area. Particularly, they don't like that they're sending this missile defense shield into Guam. The Chinese are very concerned about being surrounded by U.S. forces. And that's why they keep an alliance with North Korea. They see the U.S. has troops in South Korea, and they have an alliance with Taiwan, and they don't want American forces surrounding them. They never liked that U.S. troops had forces in Afghanistan, which, although it doesn't seem logical, is also on the Chinese border. It's a small border, but it is a border nonetheless. So China says it is critical of Pyongyang for escalating, but it doesn't welcome the U.S. into the region to try and, you know, put a missile defense shield up.
Here are our hosts Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about North Korea's recent movement of missiles to their eastern coast and who thinks anybody ought to be worried about this.
South Korea's defense minister says that North Korea's moved a missile within considerable range and it's to its east coast. And he seemed to be reassuring the United States that we wouldn't get hit more than he was reassuring his own country that they wouldn't get hit.
Yeah, this missile has capability about 1,800 miles. Still, it's 1-1 on a mobile launcher, which shows really capability of them being able to see what's going on in North Korea. I think that was the unintended or the intended message that they were also sending the North. They were watching exactly what you're doing. We see exactly what kind of missiles are being set up. So it's on a mobile launching site. It can be moved any time. But the fact that we are telling North Korea we know it's there is a signal to us itself.
Mike, they said in one of their proclamations that, quote, the moment of explosion is approaching fast. So we're moving one of our ballistic missile defenses to Guam. How long does it take us to set one of those up?
Yeah, it's going to be a while before we get any of our missile defenses set up there in Guam. It's likely a Patriot missile battery. It's kind of a pretty standard playbook we run in these kinds of situations. We have a specific fleet still protecting as a missile defense umbrella right now. Some of the destroyers there have that capability. But I don't think they'll get there anytime soon, anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, unfortunately. But again, it escalates and it elevates all the rhetoric to begin with. And I'm concerned that we're not leaving this guy way out. At some point in diplomacy, there's got to be some kind of face-saving olive branch offer. And we sure aren't just giving them up as a just yet.
It right. doesn't appear that way at all.
The thing I don't understand is does anybody think that he doesn't know what will happen if he were to escalate this? I mean, really explode a bomb somewhere? I mean, do they realize what will happen?
Yeah, I think that there's other scenarios. Like, for example, he could fire a missile that misses. You know, as soon as he launches it, what does that mean? Is that a sign of provocation? And it misses its target. I mean, does that give us a responsibility and a right to respond back to him? You know, this is an individual very isolated, never educated in the West. It doesn't seem that we have any kind of kind of back channel him. Even the Chinese remain on the sidelines right now and don't seem to be involved at all. And I just, it's not in anyone's best interest. South Korea was one of the most vibrant economies in the world right now. To have it under the threat that it's under right now, it's got to be pretty serious business.
Coming up next, we shift our focus to gun legislation and what's going on at the Tonight Show. Imagine that's the number 3 topic this week on the countdown. This is the Talk Radio Review Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
We
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Talk Radio Countdown, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug, and we're up to number two on the countdown. The gun legislation discussions going on here, there, and everywhere, including with the UN. Here are hosts Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talking to the Speaker of the House in Connecticut, Brendan Sharkey, about the passing of those new strict gun control laws there this week.
In the last few days, we've heard a lot about some of the provisions in this law, especially the compromise on the size of ammo magazines. As you look over this law, what are the most important parts to you?
Well, I think it's the fact that we've expanded our existing assault weapon ban to include more guns that have slipped through a loophole in our previous laws. It is the high capacity magazine piece that will limit the size of magazines to 10 rounds going forward. Plus, we're also requiring background checks on everything, essentially, including the purchase of ammunition, which I think will have a big effect not only in suburban communities like Newtown to address those issues, but also hopefully will help out with a lot of the real gun violence that takes place in our cities every day.
What a marathon day. 13 hours of debate before the final vote at 2:30 in the morning. What part of the debate jumped out at you? Anything?
Well, I think it was probably the recounting of the experiences of the state representatives from Newtown, all Republican and all very moved. Some were new, had just been sworn in January, actually after the tragedy. And I think Mitch Belinsky is the new representative from there, who was just thrown into this whole experience fresh. I know, having met with the families myself, how emotional that is to understand and try to feel and express their pain. But for those representatives who are representing those families, this has been a particularly rough ride, and they've all, I think, done a great job in representing their community.
The Tonight Show is number three on the countdown. Here's Talk Host Dave Lee talking to CBS's Steve Futterman about the latest round of musical chairs in late-night television.
Just anxious to hear the things you've learned, and as you've been covering the story about Fallon taking over for Leno.
Well, they're going to try it again. Remember, in 2009, NBC tried to replace Jay Leno with
Conan O'Brien, and it was a disaster. The numbers just dropped, and they struggled, and they had asked Jay back. That's not going to happen this time. I believe the way it's going to work is Jay is going to be leaving the network. He had that 10 o'clock show or 9 o'clock Central Time show, you may recall, when Conan O'Brien was on. So he was still with the network. I don't think that's going to continue here. But they feel that Jimmy Fallon is younger, hipper, has a bigger upside in the future. I mean, you can't really do any better than Jay Leno's doing right now. He is number one, and his time slot has been number one essentially for years and years and years. But they feel that he's getting up in age. He'll be near 64 when he leaves next year. And they feel that Jimmy Fallon needs to take over this time slot. So there is a risk, but they feel it's worth it.
Steve, in a situation like this, does NBC make Jay Leno sign some kind of non-compete? Or could he show up on another network competing against NBC?
There are complications in the contract. I don't know what his contract actually says, but there usually is a period of time when you do have that non-compete clause, which essentially says Jay Leno can't go to Fox or ABC or CBS. But eventually that non-compete clause runs out, and there is speculation. I mean, you know, naturally speculation that you might see Jay Leno on Fox at some point.
Steve, will the show move back to New York?
Yeah, the show's going back to New York, which is its birthplace. It had been here in Southern California since 1972. Johnny Carson brought the show out to L.A. in 1972. It's been here ever since, but the show's going to go back to New York. That will give it a different edge. It will also possibly save NBC some production costs, but that's where the show, that's where Jimmy Fallon's show is right now. I think he feels more comfortable there. So the combination of, I think, cheaper production costs and the fact that Jimmy Fallon's already in New York, that's the reason he's going back to New York.
Obamacare and the Rutgers controversy are in the focus next here on your weekly Talk Radio Countdown show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and
self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a three-hour weekend event which takes into account the top 10 items that are in the focus on the popular news talk radio stations around the country. And we're surveying the week ending Friday the 5th, so from the 1st to the 5th, at number 4, Obamacare, health care in general. Here's radio host Bruce St. James talking about a new study that claims the majority of those who don't have insurance don't want Obamacare either.
We've all heard about Obamacare. Obviously, it's being argued and debated about. I read an interesting article about Obamacare. You know that the Health and Human Services Department, HHS, has a marketing plan they unveiled just the other day on how they plan to sell. And I'm not making jokes yet. I'll let you know when the jokes start. On how they plan to sell Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, to the uninsured, to the rest of you that are insured, right? And how they plan on making it sound like it's a really good thing, and how excited you should be, and things like how you can sign up for this, how this is what's going to change. You can imagine. There's a marketing angle to this, and Health and Human Services is doing it. Here's what they found out. It turns out that the people that pushed Obamacare so vociferously a few years ago never really bothered to ask the uninsured people why they were uninsured and if they wanted Obamacare. They assumed that if you were uninsured, well, you must want it. You just don't have it for a variety of reasons. So here's what they found out. They actually put up, this is Health and Human Services, put up a bunch of charts, which I thought was interesting. The biggest segment defined by Health and Human Services, the biggest segment that they needed to sell, you know what I'm saying, of the 48 million that the government says are uninsured, are what they describe as healthy and young is the group. Healthy and young. They have, quote, a low motivation to enroll because they are, quote, excellent to very good health, and also take health for granted. Then they also found the passive and unengaged group, which I like, which I would be proud to be a part of the passive and unengaged group. 15% of the uninsured have a low motivation to enroll because they, quote, live for today. And they don't have a desire to spend a nickel on something like health insurance because they don't care if they get sick tomorrow. So basically what they found out is when you start adding the groups together, the vast majority of the uninsured, as described by President Obama, the Democrats that passed this monolith, this $1.8 trillion government monolith that's going to, you know, ruin our economy, the vast majority of them don't want health care. You assume they do. They don't want it, and they don't want it for a variety of reasons.
The Rutgers coach controversy is number five on the countdown. Here are our hosts Dave Logan and Dave Krieger talking to Pat Ford from Yahoo Sports. Ford and the other two guys, they host the program, think more heads need to roll at Rutgers over the problems that have been discussed this week.
What do you think about the Mike Rice termination and the entire sordid saga?
I guess that's half right. They terminated one of the two guys that needs to go, if not three, if not the president as well. But the AD, Tim Pernetti's, I think absolutely in need of being fired. It smacks of doing nothing but caving to the adverse publicity of this and trying to basically minimize it, you know, until this came out. A three-game suspension and a fine looks laughable once you've seen the videotape. And then all of a sudden they had an attack of conscience and said, oh, yes, we can't tolerate this and we need to fire Mike Rice. So if I were a Rutgers alum or on the Board of Trustees, I'd be calling for the AD to be fired at least as well.
Yeah, Pat, I mean, you cover these institutions year-round, and you've seen a lot of the way institutions respond to various threats like this. And I was comparing the president's reaction a little bit, although obviously the magnitude of the incident itself is very different, but a little bit like the president at Penn State, Graham Spanier's reaction, which is just so distant, sort of you take care of it, it's your department kind of thing. And I wonder if all the coverage you've done of institutions like this gives you any insight into what Tim Pernetti could possibly have been thinking in November when he looks at that videotape. It's not as if he's got Mike Krzyzewski here. I mean, this is a 500 coach. He looks at that videotape and says, yeah, I think about 3 days ought to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because he has said, basically acknowledged that he thought the videotape was going to get out, but I wonder if he really thought that maybe they could just sweep this thing under the rug with three games. And I think he was invested in Mike Rice as the guy who could eventually turn it around. At that point, they had just executed the deal with the Big Ten. I don't think they wanted, you know, to have the upheaval of firing a coach in December and the bad publicity that would have come along with it. And I think he was hoping he could ride it out. And that seems, you know, look, universities, and especially in isolated places like State College, I think are so used to being able to conduct business the way they want to without serious cross-examination or questioning that I think there's a lot of bad judgments to get made for that very reason. Rutgers is not certainly in that position, in that situation, but I think there's some of that sort of mentality of just, well, you know, we can get away with this, basically.
Up next, the sequester, immigration reform, and will Hillary run in 2016 all the way up as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves closer to the top?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Thanks for joining us here. It's Doug Steffen with the number six item on this week's countdown, the sequester and budget items, money being spent, the president giving up $20,000 of his salary this week. Who thinks that's a big deal? Talk host Chris Conley with one government department that has been able to get its act together as far as spending cuts are concerned.
Sequester cuts were supposed to be unavoidable and irreversible unless there was a long-term budget deal between the White House and Congress. President Obama promised that he would veto any bill that reached his desk that would undo or soften these cuts. It was all or nothing. No budget deal? Then the meat cleaver cuts of the sequester would have to take effect. One of the biggest arguments against sequester was that the cuts were so indiscriminate. The scientific study that examines the mating habits of snails and the air traffic controllers at small airports were all considered equal. They were in the same boat. There was no way to separate the wasteful from the necessary. Of course, it turns out that is not true. Yesterday's Washington Post reports there is one federal department, the Department of Agriculture, that was able to get its spending cuts reversed. The Ag Department, using a combination of its friends in Congress, lobbyists from big agriculture, and a negative PR campaign, managed to get its cuts restored. They even got a small funding increase. Their threat was that all beef inspections in the U.S. would have to be shut down for 11 days because of sequester. But why is that any worse than the other items that were ticked off on the list of horribles? Remember, the FBI was going to close case files, letting criminals go free. Border patrol agents were going to be cut, allowing more illegals in. Some illegal immigrants were already let out of jail. School lunch would be cut, fewer emergency responders, no White House tours. While the White House has already offered the argument that its opponents in Congress would be to blame for sequester consequences, White House spokesman Jay Carney told us that any economic data that is disappointing would have been better, only if a sequester-avoiding deal was in place. Angry about a cut? Call your congressman, they told us, and tell them to make a deal. But obviously the White House was not willing to accept food poisoning from bad meat because of the sequester. So what about air traffic safety? Are they willing to risk a runway collision because air traffic towers are closed? Now, if, God forbid, there was a mid-air accident at Seaways airspace, would that be the fault of those who oppose the budget deal? We already know that the impacts of the sequester were overblown. The White House memo to department heads to emphasize inconveniences and problems has already been leaked. And now we know that the permanency and irreversibility of the sequester is also a falsehood.
Illegal immigration is number seven on the countdown. Here's Talk Host Lee Rayburn with Bob Dane from the Federation for American Immigration Reform about a compromise, potentially, in immigration reform legislation.
a potential compromise in immigration reform, Bob. And the compromise wasn't between Democrats and Republicans, but rather labor and business, the AFL-CIO and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce reaching a deal in the hallowed halls of our Capitol. How did that work?
When those two groups are teaming up, you know there's trouble brewing, and there is. The immigration bill, Lee, which is barreling down the tracks right now, has three main components. Amnesty for 12 million illegal aliens in the country, promises of enhanced border security, yeah, right, and then the provisions for these foreign guest workers. These are the same components in the deal that we had in 2007, but back then the labor and the business groups couldn't agree on the guest worker part of the bill, and it's one of the reasons the McCain-Kennedy-Bush amnesty bill failed. This year, those groups, yep, they've reached an agreement, and the agreement is this. Employers are going to be allowed to bring in up to almost 200,000 additional foreign guest workers to do hospitality, janitorial, retail, even construction jobs. Even more audacious than flooding the market with an additional 200,000 workers, you know, all competing for scarce jobs that Americans need, I think is the fact that these workers, they're in no way, shape, or form temporary guest workers. After just 1 year, they'll be able to apply for green cards, which then, of course, makes them permanent additions to the labor market.
Bob, the toughest thing to come by in these economic times would be jobs, good-paying jobs, jobs that support a living wage. And you seem to be suggesting that organized labor and the voice of business on Capitol Hill have decided that it's easier for them to import jobs than actually deal with those who are struggling to find those jobs here at home.
They've thrown the American worker under the bus. You've got two groups here, labor and business, making decisions for all the rest of us. The AFL-CIO is not serving the interest of their union members by increasing competition for jobs, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is only interested in profits. Now, you know, if the Chamber of Commerce actually thought about what they're doing, they're harming business as well. Why? Well, think about it. We're losing manufacturing jobs overseas and have for years.
Yeah.
Then we're bringing in 1 million additional legal immigrants every year competing for jobs. We're going to legalize 12 million illegal immigrants who are all going to be competing for jobs. We already bring in another 900,000 foreign guest workers each year, all competing for jobs. And now these knuckleheads have agreed to yet another 200,000 foreign workers, all competing for jobs. Now, you know, I don't remember a whole lot from college, but I do remember Economics 101, that if you tighten the labor market, wages go up and people have more to spend in the businesses under the umbrella of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The new agreement really between unions and the Chamber of Commerce does nothing but create this rising tide of surplus labor and a lowering tide of wages.
Number 8 item on the countdown, whether or not Hillary Clinton runs in 2016. Can you believe it? We've had, what, 5 months since the election, and we're already working on 2016. Here are hosts Brian Whitman, Ben Shapiro, and Alicia Krauss talking about the buzz already building around Hillary Clinton as a presidential candidate.
According to a new poll, Democrats really need Hillary Clinton to run in 2016.
They love the pantsuit.
They do. James Carville was on TV last night talking about how much Democrats are just waiting. And I know, Brian, you agree with this because you love Hillary Clinton.
You know, I do. I do love Hillary Clinton.
I think you're still convinced, sort of, that Hillary is actually just Bill and drag.
Here's what, as our buddy Ben Shapiro alluded to a moment ago, James Carville on CNN making the case for Hillary in 2016, saying it's the best thing the Democrats could do in a long time.
You know, I think most Democrats, I mean, we all loved the vice president, you know, but I think most Democrats feel like it's kind of her turn, if you will, if she decides to run. I don't know if she's going to decide to run, but it's certainly the sort of psychology among people I talk to all the time that come up to me and say, gee, I hope she runs. I think she'd be great, you know, and that she really worked so hard for it the last time. And there's just this kind of feeling that I've never experienced before in politics where people really want her to run. Now, whether she runs or not, you know, as they say in the pool hall, a lot of green between here and there.
I've never heard someone from the Republican side say, oh, you know, it's kind of his or her turn.
Oh, I respectfully, and I mean that with a capital R, disagree.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm with Brian on this one.
The Republican Party, whether it's Bob Dole in 1996
okay.
or Mitt Romney
in 2012. Somebody that didn't come out.
John McCain.
I didn't hear someone that is the Republican equivalent of James Carville. For example, I didn't hear his wife, Mary Madeline, come out and say, you know what, in 2008, Sarah Palin worked really hard. It's kind of her turn. It seems very old-fashioned to me, and it's once again the Clintons.
You know, Alicia,
behind the scenes, running everything.
You're definitely right about something. For sure, I agree with you in that this time around, when the Republican Party is traditionally, at least throughout my lifetime, has been the party where you sort of wait your turn.
A lifetime achievement award.
You know, Ronald Reagan in 1980, it was his turn.
Actually, it wasn't in 80, but it was.
Well, no,
it was
a valiant effort in 76 against Gerald Ford, and he earned it in 80, I think.
Yeah, but the establishment sided with HW. They really wanted
HW
in 80.
Yep, fair observation. Oh, Walter Mondale's a Democrat, though. But, you know, look.
Actually, lately it has been Joel McCain, Romney. It's been a bunch of guys who were supposed to get it.
Coming up next, the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial and the passing of Roger Ebert. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Doug Steffen, we're up to number 9 on the countdown, the wrongful death trial of Michael Jackson. Here's a producer, Jack Gray, talking to Anderson Cooper about the weird turn that Cooper's interview with Conrad Murray took earlier this past week.
Hey everyone, I'm Jack Gray. I'm one of the producers for the AC360 newscast and Variety Hour, which I guess it now is. Anderson's here to explain what happened.
How did you become a Variety Hour?
Well, you're the one who interjected all of this song and dance, so why don't you explain yourself?
We were interviewing former Dr. Conrad Murray, who was Michael Jackson's former physician in prison, and he broke out into song.
And what was your reaction? Because a lot of viewers have been, you know, communicating with us, saying that they were shocked. I mean,
yeah, it was surprising. I mean, it's the first time in an interview somebody has broken out in song. But, you know, I mean, look, he's clearly, you know, he feels he's been wronged. The jury found him guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson. He wants to appeal. He hopes to get his license back. Both of those, you know, victory and appeal seems unlikely.
Right. I mean, it's a serious story, but there's also a very bizarre element.
It took a very bizarre twist. Right. Yes. I've never had an interview subject break out into song.
It was the first. And did you recognize the song?
I was unfamiliar with the song. I believe it's a Nat King Cole song.
She's a little boy that Santa Claus forgot. And goodness knows he did not want a lot. He wrote a note to Santa for some crayons and a toy. It broke his little heart when he found Santa hadn't come. In the streets, he envied all those lucky boys.
You know, his lawyer was standing by and had interjected on a couple of the questions. And I was curious to see if she was going to try to interject to stop the singing.
No.
But she didn't. But also, how would you really do that in a way that didn't come off as odd? So, you know, I don't know what she felt about it. you know.
Your facial expression was a little...
I just sat there and listened. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Well, you know, it's...
It says something. I'm not sure what it says, and I think that can be left up to viewers to decide, but it's...
I think it says people in prison, when they want to sing, you're the guy to go to. Once they want to go on TV and sing for it.
You know, it's live TV. You never know what's going to happen.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, the death of Roger Ebert. Here's talk host Ro Khan with Richard Roper, who worked with Roger Ebert, replacing Gene Siskel when he passed away back in 1999.
Was this expected at this point? I knew things were not going well, and Roger had just written a blog entry a couple of days ago, just a day and a half ago, detailing the return of his cancer and talking about how he's going to cut back on his workload. And, you know, privately I said to you, Ro, and to some close friends, you know, I don't think things are going very well, but it still comes as a shock. And
the thing that he obviously knew that he was going to undergo this radiation treatment on top of what he's already been through here. He broke his hip late last year, right?
Right.
And had been in and out of hospital, was reported, in that period of time. And then they determined that the break in the hip was actually something to do with with the radiation, with cancer. And so then they were going to be treating him for that. So it's unclear how quickly it had actually moved, right?
Exactly. And I honestly don't know a lot of the details. I mean, I had some conversations with Roger's wife, Chaz, but, you know, those were private, and I'm going to keep them that way until I talk to her. And she lets me know how much she'd like me to talk about this. But I will say that the last conversation I had with her about Roger was, it was not good. And he had reached, I know, a real peace, even, and this was a few weeks ago, with the way things were going, and had made, you know, the observation that a lot of people make, unfortunately, when things are going poorly and one thing after another goes wrong, and you feel like this is just not the way to live. This is not the life you had. This is not the life you want. And Roger, of course, had long ago, you know, a couple of years now, it's been, he had lost his, couldn't speak anymore.
Right.
He couldn't eat. He was being fed through a tube. His mind was still as sharp as can be, and anybody who read his work knew that and saw the feature in Esquire magazine and some of the other profiles, and certainly just saw his own reviews and his blog writings. I mean, Roger was, he was all there, man. I mean, he was sharp as can be. And if you had a conversation with him via email or you read his stuff, you knew that. But in recent times, it was just, you know, it was just one thing after another, and it was tough for him to just cope with that. He couldn't walk anymore after the hip, so, you know, now he's in a situation where it was tough just to get through each day, and he kind of felt like if this was the time that, you know, he had no complaints. I mean, he always had said that. He had an amazing life, and he just felt like this was not the way, this is not the way to live every day. And, you know, that happens, like I said, so often with people near the end. It's just one thing after another, and you feel like, well, the quality of life is all gone here anyway. So he may have just, you know, just may have been done.
Recapping, the death of Roger Ebert is number 10. The Michael Jackson wrongful death trial is number 9. Hillary and 2016 is number 8. Number 7 is immigration reform. Number 6, the sequester. Number 5, Rutgers coach controversy. Number 4, continuing focus on Obamacare and how people don't want it. Tonight Show's number 3, gun legislation number 2 on News Talk Radio this week, and North Korea and what they are all about. That's number 1, the big item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.